Let's look at Mishnayos in the first parak. So the first Mishnah, if you take that packet over there, there's the Mishnayos. So it's another side of the little table stand, there's Mishnayos there. Kol kinyan adorim kinyan adorim. So the Mishnah is now introducing an idea that if we have a primary language that you're supposed to say, there's also a secondary language that a person can say, which will work for the purpose of being a netter. So there is, and the Mishnah says that really there are two languages that we're going to deal with over here in the Mishnayos. One is the idea of a person saying a partial sentence, assuming that the full sentence of a netter is that this item should be usher on me like a korban. That'll be the full language of a netter. If a person says a partial language, as long as it's obvious what he's saying, it's a valid language of a netter as well, and that's called a yad. And even if a person will use other types of ways to refer to the korban, etc., that'll also be a valid language if that's become a understood way to refer to a korban. That's also valid, even though he didn't say korban. So the Mishnah says kol kinuye nedorim kinedorim, something which you use as a colloquial way to refer to a korban will work for the netter. V'charamim kecharamim. And the same thing will be true by kinuye charamim, or b'shuos k'shuos, and aziris k'aziris. A person will have a kinuye how to say he's making a shua, that'll also work. And the Gemara adds in, and also the Mishnah is also telling us that yodus nadorim are k'nadorim, etc. That a partial language of a netter is also a valid language for a netter.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So Mishnah says, okay, let's now the Mishnah is going to go and discuss the examples of a yad. It's going to it's not a full language, but a partial language. I am mudr from you. That mudrani is used about the Mishnah. It's the same thing saying mudar ani mimcha. I am mudar from you. I am removed from you from having some type of interaction. Now it doesn't say what that is, but we're going to give three phrases this way and two phrases that way. So there are two components of the sentence. That I'm mutter from you regards to. Then the third part of the sentence would be kikorban. So madrana mimcha or mufrishana mimcha, I'm mufrish from you, or meruchana mimcha, I'm meruchak, I'm distant from you. Sheni oichol loch, that I may not eat with you. I mean, eat from your items. Or she'ani toyam loch. So we have three introductory phrases of the sentence, two ending phrases for the sentence. So also, all of these are valid language of making a netter. But if a person would just say mudrana mimcha, or mifreshana mimcha, or mirchukana mimcha, without saying the second half of the sentence, so I could say, well, okay, so he means to be mutter from him for everything. So why do we have to say that it's only considered a valid netter if he says mudrani sheni oicholoch or sheni toyamloch, etc.? Mudrani mimcha is a form of netter. The Gemara is going to say that it's called a yad shen mechiyach. It's a language of a yad, which is not clear what it means, because we don't know if he means it could mean the lashon of mudr is used by people to mean I'm not going to deal with you. So it's not a real net in the sense it's making something else. So it's just saying it's like language used to mean I am or a mufresh. It's similar to some I'm mufresh from you. He doesn't mean necessarily the language of iser making something else. He just means I don't want to be connected to you. Okay. Menuda nilach. So in the word menuda, which is used to refer to being a state of excommunication, so that would lend itself even more to this issue. But he says sheni oichaloch. Right. So is that a language of a letter or not? The rekiba yechaychev is a lahachmer. He didn't want to be matarit. He was inclined to aserit, but he was not willing to say that explicitly. In other words, it's questionable. It's not going to be matarit, but it's not going to aserit. And the Rav says the language of chaychich means he sort of closed his mouth on this. He didn't want to say heter, he didn't want to say yisr. Okay. Okay. So, comes out we've introduced kinuyeh nedorim, and so far all we've explained is yodus nedorim. We will get to, in the second Mishnah, we'll get to examples of a kinuy. The more we'll actually deal with the fact that it introduces with one thing and it goes to the other item first. Okay. Kinidah Rishoyim, Nodar B'Nozor B'Korban B'Shua. These are examples of yodos. Right? These are not examples of kinuyim. If a person says that I want to make this also like nidr rishoyim, like the way rishoyim make a netter, and he'll do that. He can do that in the case of a nozer. Or a korban, which means or a shua, and then he says a language of what he's referring to is saying this should be korban, this should be that I won't eat from you, whatever the language would be. So when he says do a shoyim. Because I'll say in general, we see from the Sukkim that we discourage making the Dorim. So therefore, and therefore the Mishnah says, if a person was a Kenidra Ksherim, like the way Ksherim make a Neder, that's nothing because Ksherim don't make Neder. So if a person would say, Kenidra Shoyim, this should be effective, it will be effective. He says, I want to make a Neder just like the Ksherim make a Neder, the answer is Ksherim don't make a Neder. So it's not chal. However, Kenid Boisom is I want to make an adava. It should be effective like the way Ksherim make an adava. That'll work. Ben Nazir, Ben Korban. That'll be valid for a case of Naziris, or valid for a case of Korban. Because they make the dovas and not the dorim. The dorim, between a neder and an adava, in regards to karbonis, is when they say a person says a raisu korban, that's an adava. He's designating what it is immediately, so he still has to bring it up to the base of mikdash. But if he doesn't, he's not chayav. If something happens to the animal along the way, he's not chayav to replace it. So the potential for getting it wrong and not fulfilling his netter are nil. As soon as he says the raise an adava, so as soon as he says this is an adava, so it's chal. And something happens, it's not his responsibility. So he won't be over the veira of not fulfilling his neder, because nothing he doesn't have a responsibility to it anymore. But he says a rei alai. So even if something happens to that animal, even if immediately he designates an animal, firstly he has not designated something to pay up his commitment. And even if he does, if something happens, he has to replace it, because it's the chiyuv on the person. So we're concerned that the person will not be able to fulfill his commitment. So a person, the Torah clearly discourages doing that. If you want to do something, do it, but don't talk about it. Because making commitments to do something and then not doing them is a standard problem which many people have. So the chair won't do that, and the dabbas they'll do.
So I mean, we have there's a couple of things. I mean, we've got practice of pledges, the shuls, right? For instance, right?
So there's a Gemara about this in Daf Ches. This is actually a Mishnah Daf Ches. This Mishnah is divided up. The second half of the Mishnah is in Daf Ches, but there's a more in Daf Ches. David Melch says, "Until him nishbati b'kayema nishbar mishbati tzikecha." And he made it. I would make shuas, which would clearly would have this problem. So more says, if a person feels that if he doesn't make some type of a verbal commitment, he's not going to do it. Sometimes the verbal commitment is a mechayev. So, if a person brings a bryce, the person says that tomorrow morning I'm going to get up and I'm going to get up early and I'll go learn. Right? So that's something which is praiseworthy. He knows that without the pressure of the shua, he won't do it. Because sometimes we need, you know, something's like a korban, you have another option how to do it. But sometimes you need that. The Gemara says that's not considered something inappropriate. That being said, when it comes to staka, okay, I'm not remembering the reference who it was, but it's really the idea of. You know, historically the pledges were done. They were done. They were done out loud. So the person grappled with, you know, is that appropriate to do that? You know, sort of you're publicizing. We discourage publicizing in general. Like it's sort of. So he says it's appropriate because it's mizaras other people. If I know, I get up and I say I'm committing to give, you know, $1,000 to this. So everybody else is going to feel more obliged to. And do something. If I get up and start giving 35, you know, it's probably not a good idea, you know. I think that was the idea behind the appeal. But that being said, there's a mice with the Baruch Bear. No, with the Henkin. So the Henkin came to America, so. He never in Europe. Apparently, they didn't make these announcements of amounts of money that they're giving. Right. So he said things are a little bit different in America. In Europe, we used to give stucco with our hands. In America, we give it with our mouth. In Europe, we used to kiss the Sefer Torah with our mouth. In America, we kiss it with our hands. That was his comment about the. So apparently it wasn't necessarily historically a common way to do it. I don't know.
Although there's a tshuva from the Rashbam about naming, you know, putting names on, you know, buildings and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean they, you know. So I don't know whether they gave the money. It could be those type of commitments were over a period of time, so they needed the pressure of a commitment. So in the case where a person knows he will fulfill it, he just needs an extra push, the more seems to say that's appropriate. By Corbin, I think the point is that you have an option of how to do it in a way without having that this danger of not fulfilling it. You should take advantage of that. Okay, now the Mishnah goes back to the cases of Kinduyim, Mishnah Bay. So Armin Lachaber Kainam. So instead of saying Korban, he says the word Kainam. So this should be also like a Kainam. Kainam, this should be also. Kainach, or Kainos, Re'elu Kinuyim LeKorban. These were colloquial ways to refer to a Korban. Cherek, Cherif, Cherif, Re'elu Kinuyim LeCherif. So these would be languages of making something also like through Cherif. Nozik, Noziach, Poziach, Re'elu Kinuyim LeNaziris. Okay. Shusa, Shkuka, Nodim, Mimoyes, Re'elu Kinuyim LeShua. You'll notice in your Targum that the word for a shua is a muma. Is the Aramaic word for a shua is that's the word mumsa muma. So moisa is a kinui on the word the Aramaic word of mumsa. So a person would say Shusa Shkuka, or he'd say Nodim Moisa, I'm committing through Moisa. So that would, all those would be a keenly way to say Ashua. Fine. Zadim Mishnah, however, a person is going to use inferences in his language of in his netter. He says, "However, loy chulin, loy aicholach." So it should not be chulin that, in other words, it should, the opposite of not being, what not being chulin means, it's going to be kurdish. That. Now the gears which you have in the Mishnah is loy oicholoch. And which means it should not be cool and should be kurdish that which I would eat from you, and therefore loy oicholoch, I can't eat from you. So he's saying it in this backwards language. Or he says, loy kosher, it shouldn't be kosher, but it should be the opposite of kosher, which is possible. So, karbonis have a idea of kosher and possible. So, we're talking about, it should be a form of a korban. But loy doche. So, the word doche can mean tor, but it can be used in the language of tor, meaning mutter. So it's not going to be dochei. It's going to be the opposite, which is going to be osur. Or he uses, it should be not tor, that which I would eat from you. Or he says tome noiser pigle. So osur. All of these are valid language, even though these are isurim, but these are isurim which play themselves out in a korban. So he's saying this should be havalacha like a korban, which in the korbanos noiser and pigol and tomei are problematic. So he is saying it should be like a korban. Okay, he says ki'imra, like a sev, kedirim, like the corrals they had in the mikdash. They had a place where they would keep the animals. Keitzim, like the wood for the mizbeach. Keishim, like the fire. Kemizbeach, keichol, kirushalayim. Nodar bechem, he called masham shem mizbeach, something which is part of the items which are used in the mizbeach, the various different utensils they use in the mizbeach. So all of these things, even though he did not mention in his phrase anything about a korban, they're equivalent to being not the korban. Because when you say Yerushalayim, there are different elements about Yerushalayim, but in Yerushalayim is the base of Mikdash, and we assume he's referring to that. Okay.
Are all these things subject to Me'ilah?
Would all of these items be subject to Me'ilah? Theoretically, I mean, when you say Eitzim, you mean Eitzim and Mizbeach. Eish and Mizbeach, I'm not sure this is the Me'ilah on Eish. Yes, they would have it in the Me'ilah on them. So again, Yerushalayim means that part of Yerushalayim which is Kurdish. Yehuda says if he says Yerushalayim without a chaf, that's not a valid language. He says this should be Yerushalayim. The Chachamim say, if he says, "I'm a king of Yerushalayim," that'll be valid. But the more assume is that if Yehuda is speaking out like this, because Tanakh Kama argues, even the Tanakh Kama didn't mention king of Yerushalayim before, we see from what Yehuda is saying that even a person said Yerushalayim without the Chaf would also be valid, according to the Tanakh Kama. Yehuda says, "No, that's not true, it would not be valid." Since in Yerushalayim, so what's the argument? And obviously, you know, if the issue is arguing about whether you mean to make it also like Yerushalayim, if it's not obvious in the sentence, why would the Tanakh Kama say that that's valid? So we have to assume that it's obvious. The Gemara assumes, the Ran says that that in Yerushalayim there are many things. There are things which would be elements of Korban, which you can make a neder based on them, and other elements as well. So even though when you say Yerushalayim, it means you want to impose the Yerushalayim status on something, it's not clear what you meant unless you say, when you say the Chaf, you add a level of clarity, then we assume you mean the Korban element, which is available in Yerushalayim. And that's what the Tanakh Kama, that's what Yehuda holds. The Tanakh Kama says, no, that I want, it's understood, I want it to be like Yerushalayim, so we assume you mean the, Korban element in Yerushalayim. A little of this goes along the lines, which we saw the Mishnah at the end of the second parak, that you mean the Korban element in Yerushalayim. That when we have a neder, which is, a person makes a neder stam, you can be mefarish it in a language of Isser, a language of Heter, language of valid neder. Right? So stam adorm lahachmer perushim lahakel. So stam adorm, he says he wants it to be like Yerushalayim. He means the karbonis element of Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah, however, korban oyla mincha chat is tayda shlamim sheni oichaloch. It should be like a korban oyla, etc. One of these different types of korbanos. So sheni oichaloch, that I may not eat from you. So I'm making all of your food also me like these things. So it's aser. Rehudas matter. So we get back to Rabbi Yehuda has a problem with the lack of the chaf. Didn't say kik korban oyla, kik kimincha, kik chatas, kik toira. So he says, I don't know what that means. It means a person saying mincha any oichalach. So I don't know what mincha nerlocha means. I swear by the mincha that I can't eat from you. It's not clear what you mean. So you know that's problematic. That's not a valid lashon. Fine. So we said that the lashon of carbon works. Ha carbon shachaloch. The carbon, like a carbon, or carbon shachaloch. All of those would be usur. Okay. Now he says la carbon lo echaloch. In the Aramaic language, a lamed with a patach under it means loy, which is why the Be'er Heitev brings a discussion about in davening in the beginning of the paragraph. And in the brach of Yitzhamaris in the morning, say after you say Kadosh, you say Baruch. You have the paragraph Lekel Baruch. She says you should makbid to say it with a shwa. Because you say it with a komatz, with a komatz patach. So the issue is more of the komatz. So law in Aramaic can mean no. So he shouldn't be the kale. That's not a good lashon to say. So we're makbid to be careful to say with a shwa. So so a person says la carbon lo yocholach. It should not be a carbon that which I don't eat from you. Which means it should be a carbon that I would eat from you. So Remeir Oyster, Remeir holds that's the klal hanatoshim alav, and that's a valid lashon of a netter. However, the chaberay karnim pi hamadabri moch yodai oisei moch raglei mahalchus imoch is also. So he's answering deeper. Now deeper is going to be a problematic thing because you can't, netter has to be chal on an item. There's nothing that it's going to be chal on because we're not talking about a food which is aser, an item which is aser. He says, I'm not going to walk with you, I'm not going to work with you, I'm not going to talk to you. So the Mishnah is telling us that he's saying my mouth should have an iser on it vis-a-vis speaking to you. So I'm putting the iser on that part of my body, the mouth. He's putting a chalois kedusha on the mouth vis-a-vis a certain type of action. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That's a valid language of saying that this should be become an iser on an item, or my feet should be usur vis-a-vis walking with you. So that all those are valid. We have this idea, Ksuvus and Dafnun Ches, by the woman making herself usur to work for her husband. So Mora says, how should she do that? She has a shibud aguf. She has to work for the husband. She says that yikdashu yodai lo yisein, and my hand should be usur. It should be kurdish. It should be usur vis-a-vis. She either means loisein, either means to the one who made them. I can't use my hands to serve you because they're holy to Hashem. Or it means loisein in regards to that which they would do. My hands are also, so she's putting a chalois iser on her hands. And so she's not going directly against the shibud. If she makes a shua that I will not, she's going directly against her, she has a shibud to promise a dime to the husband, and she's making a shua against that. Doesn't work. But if she says, my hands are also, so that's a netter on the hands. So it's chal and iser in the hands. And the male, she can't do the work. Like the deal which we had, we saw the mission of the second parak. A person would make the shua, the sukkah, usur, therefore he can't sit in the sukkah. If he says, a shua, I will not sit in the sukkah, he can't do that. He can't make a shua against the tzibri of the Torah to sit in the sukkah. when he says that the sukkah is kaddish, that in regards to me sitting in it, so I can't, he can't benefit from the sukkah by sitting in it. So he has nowhere to sit anymore. She has no way to do her shibud because her hands are also. So that's this idea that you can make an isra on the hands. It's considered a kalois kedusha on the hands vis-a-vis that action. Okay, if you can go back to the beginning over here, there's an introduction in the Ikra Teshes Yom Tov, on the first page, where he quotes him around. We'll see the Ran inside, but let's see it now. Lashon Ram. So neder hu be'echad mishnei yonim. The concept of neder applies to two worlds. Okay. Im nidrei hektish. One option is nedorim for kabbalas. It's a base of mikdash. Shu makdish lebet kabbayis lemizbeach. So he's makdish something. So there are two conditions of that. It has to be his to give it, and when it's hektish, it's also to everybody in the world. Oh, nidri yisur. And now we have a parsha. The Torah gives us a nidri yisur. A person can make something asur. Shasur alatz with the worm and mutar. He takes something which is mutar until now. He makes it asur. He can make somebody else's item usher on himself. What power do you have to put an isser on somebody else's item? That's a chiddush of neder. I can put an isser on somebody else's item vis-a-vis me. And this isser does not have to apply to everybody. It could. If it takes an item which is mine, I can make it usher in the whole world if I want. But it doesn't have to be shavu l'kol. We're talking about the nidri yisur part. The language of cherim that the Torah talks about is something which goes to the base of mikdash. Kachu karlo nidri yisur also can be used for nidri yisur as well. Again, when it says cherim, it's referring to nidri yisur. There are three ways that a person can make a neder of isur. Ikar a neder, it can do the primary way to do a neder, which means the full language, or bikinuyav, he's using some type of colloquialism, or biyodis, he's using an abbreviated phrase. Now, what defines an ikar neder? Ikar neder hu shi'er medarbe zeh osur alai. He says, this item should be osur in me. And the Ran says, bein shi hitfisa medarbe acher, bein shalai hitfisa. Now this is I think Machlokes, he brings up, maybe I think the Ran says not like this, if I recall correctly, the Ran is not like this, that ikar neder is ikar neder but defines is osur on me kekorban or dovaz osur alai. So the Ran holds either way is a valid ikar neder. Zel neder amr batara el hecha shi tfisoi, but if he is connecting to something else, b'inon shi tfisena b'davar anodar b'la b'davar osur. We saw in the second parak that the connection has to be to a davar hanader, because the person makes something usher, he has to make the usher along the same lines as something which is in the purview of a human being to create that isser. But davar usher, I can't say that she be usher to me like nevela, because I have no way to make something equal to nevela. The Torah creates the isser of nevela. Okay. Then we can do him with yodis and ferosh and mimish the same. At Kalan Sharna. So then there's kinuyim and yodis, and that's what the Mishnah deals with. So the Tashiyot continues. Marsha Kosev Zeh Neder Amar Batera. Since this item should be usher and me, what's Mechayiv him to do that? He makes a Shavua. Okay, he says, by the name of Hashem, or Kinui to Hashem, you don't need that. That's the Torah. You can make something usher yourself. The davka sheyaser or sheyatvis. You have to make the item aser. Alarmer neder shlo oichol en a klum. But a language of the language of neder that I won't do something. That's an action. That's you're making a lesser isor al nafshay. There has to be an item that you're making aser al nafshay. Which is Rambam Malashker, because the Kemeshem was the Rambam. The same boy, Hoyan and later Amoritz, person of Pesach Malkamacher, Kadesh Lo Yikalab in the dorms. We saw in the second parak this idea that we try to discourage people from making the dorm, and if they make it, even though they use a language is not really a valid netter, and they get away scot free, it's just gonna create a cavalier attitude towards the dorm. So we say, well, we have to find a way to be matter this for you. So we have to do something which will be, and that's the Mishnah says. This, you also like your ima, so we're not going to, even though you can't make something else like your ima, like your mother, but we're not going to. That's considered the attitude of the person who says that is totally inappropriate. So we're going to find some way that he has to go through the process of a Torah Siddur.
Is what? Is the mafreya when somebody says, you know, I'm not going to eat by you. There's no item there. There's nothing specific.
So if you would say it in that language, so it wouldn't work. He says, whatever there is, that any item you would serve me is going to be also to me. So he's putting on the items.
But the mafreya, you don't know.
Well, it's not.
But he knows what I have.
Well, there's no item because he doesn't eat there. But the point is, any item which he has would be usher, would have an isser on it. Right? So all of the items that the person has have an isser vis-a-vis this person eating them. You don't have to choose which item. All of the items that the person would have.
Presumably, also any items they acquire in the future. Or is that not true?
You could do that.
In a standard language, does it include something the person
you could, not if it's a standard language, I'm not sure, but you could, in regards to the din of netter, netter doesn't have to necessarily be the, if I say Nixay Chaberei are also in me like Corbin, it doesn't necessarily only mean the nechassim of that person that he has right now. It means any nechassim which he will get in the future, but also the netter will take effect in that.
I guess that's why some people seem to be afraid of it, because you don't know what the set of items is.
There's a beer. There's a beer which will take place in the future. So beer in the future is not problematic. What's problematic is, or what's challenging in the world of Breva is. It's not really a beer. I mean, it's saying it should take a. Breira is a problem when I want it to take effect now, and I won't know what it is until some point in the future. But if I want it to take effect in the future, which at that point in time it'll be obvious what it is, that's not a problem of Breira. The sugya of Breira is the person's being mafresh. Meiser now, and we'll find out after Shabbos which part was the Meiser. But I want it to be effective now before Shabbos, therefore I can eat from the barrel. I'll say whatever left over will be the Meiser. What is that? We'll figure out tomorrow. But right now you're putting on something which is not clear. If I say I want it to be chal motzi Shabbos, what's left over, I mean, you can't eat from the barrel, but that wouldn't be a problem with Breira, because when it's taking effect, it's clear. Mm-hmm. Right, so that's what I said. Yeah, but you know, so any type of brayer, the person is making the he's putting his ruvi tchumen, and he's not sure where the chacham is. He's going to come from the east or from the west. So I'll put out two, and I'll figure it out after Shabbos, you know, and the morning.
Right.
Which one I meant, but you want it to be, it has to be chal at the beginning of Shabbos. But let's say a scenario that the chacham was there already. I just said no. That wouldn't be a problem. That's not a problem. That's clarifying. Because at the time that it was taking effect, it really was clear. I didn't know, but it was clear. But I would say if I can make it, the error should take effect in the morning, it wouldn't be a problem. Whenever the chalois takes effect, at that point in time, it's clear what it means. Either because it takes effect in the future, when at that point in time it's clear, or even if it takes effect now, it's just a lack of my knowledge. But the reality is, it's been clarified. Mm-hmm. Either of those are not a problem of Breira.